Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, Dawn. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So take me through, you know.
It's good to talk to you again.
I know. We'll talk on the air, right? So take me through, you know, as far as the PAL program, the Police Athletic League, and, you know, every Friday you're there, you run things as far as, you know, young people coming in. But how did this all begin, especially in Abington locally?
Well, it began 23 years ago, back in July of 2001. And they knew that I was coaching a soccer program. And one of the lieutenants that came down to me and approached me and asked me if I would help them with their police athletic league that they're getting ready to start. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll go down and check it out. And the rest is history. I've been there every weekend for the last 23 years, Friday and Saturday nights, running things, making sure everything runs good. The kids are under control, and they do a great job there. The kids have an awesome time. And I'll tell you, as it went through the years, it just progressed so well. It got better and better and better. And like I said, we're at our best right now. And every time I say that we're at our best, it can't get any better. It does. So it's really an amazing thing. We keep the kids off the streets. And it's just a great program. And the police department is just an awesome, awesome group there. I mean, we have the greatest leadership. And, you know, they care about the community. They care about people. They care about the children. So it's really a great place to be involved with.
Yeah, and I think that it's so important, you know, because in the news, obviously, we talk about what goes wrong with kids. And we don't, you know, focus as much on what goes right. And sometimes for the work you do and when people support the Police Athletic League, I think that's the difference. And talk about that, if you would, just of being a role model, of giving kids a positive place to go on a Friday or Saturday evening. And especially because, you know, Bob, a lot of times the officers will show up. They'll be in uniform, just have some great interactions. There was one event, I know Chief Pat Malloy was even there. They, you know, had a little basketball, had a little games, which was a lot of fun. But why is that important?
Well, it's very important because, you know, sometimes we have kids that come in, and they, you know, today it's a little bit different. You know, today's system growing up isn't like when we grew up, and sometimes they just need a little extra attention or extra care or just sitting down listening to them. And we were able to set a lot of kids in better directions. Mm-hmm. And I have people who come back, who are kids, they're young adults now. They have children. They come in, they show me their kids. And they said, you know, they thanked me. And they said, you know, you really made a difference. I was heading down in the wrong direction. And you talked me out of drugs. You talked me out of this. And sometimes you really don't realize how much of a meaning you have on these children until they come back and tell you. So some of these kids are in some tough spots, and they get to trust you and appreciate you, and they come to you and they discuss things, and it helps make their lives a little bit better.
So let's I know we're going to talk about this Sunday's event, but I want to, since we're talking about PAL, highlight the Palloween this year, which is such an awesome event. And this year, honoring Sue Hoffman. Who does it honor this year?
It does honor Sue Hoffman and Lieutenant Kevin McGee.
Great.
So, I mean, Sue has been putting in so many. She's amazing, her and her husband Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, they put in so many hours voluntarily to make this program work, and with PAL, with the police department. You know, when you have great leadership, it brings in good people who want to help you, and they stick with you. And everybody's appreciated, and it just works out well. But the Palloween event is awesome, as you know. You've mm-hmm. been there, I've been there, we've been to everyone. And it's like Abington's greatest adult costume party. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. But there's so many fun things. I mean, we could go on and on about all the things that'll be there. But we could guarantee them, you know, if they buy tickets, you know, they could come. They will definitely have fun. And, you know,
that's a promise.
I could give out the phone number. Yeah. I mean, they could call. The phone number is 267-536-2000. 1083, or they can visit abingtonpal.org.
And I'll give that out at the end as well. I'll give that out at the end as well. I'll be there. You'll be there. We'll have a ton of people there. It is a blast. Food, wine, beer. So for the $50 ticket price, food, wine, beer, silent and live auctions, which are incredible because people who have like major sporting event tickets donate those. So you get incredible deals on those, and it's a lot of fun. Autographed sports memorabilia, tickets, great seats to the sporting events, the designer handbags. You can do some, you know, gift shopping for the upcoming holidays. But it's, I just cannot say enough. I don't know what I'm going to be, Bob. What are you going to be this year for Halloween?
I'm still deciding. I'm not sure. I usually pick it at the last minute. So as soon as I find out, I will let you know, though.
And by the way, you don't have to dress
It'll
up.
Be great, though.
Yeah, because some years I didn't dress up if I was coming from work or whatever. So you don't have to dress up, but it's fun if you want to. But it's Friday, October 25th, 7 to 11 p.m., and all of the proceeds, obviously, benefiting Abington Youth. I'll tweet this information out. So I really hope everybody comes.
Right. And it's all,
go ahead.
And it's at Philmont Country Club.
Philmont Country Club, which is Tomlinson Road, Huntington Valley. And the parking lot is newly renovated because remember last year it was like they were renovating it, but it's all fixed up now. Take me through what you're doing this Sunday. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so I got involved with a really great group about a year ago called the Angels in Motion. This group is just, it just amazes me. We do meetings every month, and then we do blessing bags. And we do, there's six or seven snacks go in, juices, and there's a booklet with programs. That all they have to do is call and get these people off the street. They go down to Kensington and other areas, and even in the suburbs, we target to the people who are homeless and on drugs. AIM changes the way those suffering with substance use abuse mm-hmm. disorder are treated, one life at a time. And what I mean by that is they go down there, and we hand out these blessing bags. And we get to know these people. It's a tool that we use, and they love them. They're all talking about the blessing bags, the booklet, the inspirational messages in there. And what I see is like, not last meeting. Well, yeah, last meeting was last night. We had a couple, but the month before, we had four ex-addicts. And they spoke, and they told about their what they've been through and, you know, what they're going through. And they said if it wasn't for this program, they would have been dead. And now they're back with their families. They're doing great. And they're doing blessing bags to help others. I mean, you know, when you realize that these people are just down on their luck, some people just get down on luck. They just can't get back up. They're not strong enough. And they need people who are strong enough to help them. I mean, they're human beings with feelings, and they've been annoyed, you know, for a long time. They've just been disregarded. But, you know, this group takes a step to take up, and the outcome is great. It just changes their lives. Great. We have Mary Lou, who's just awesome, and her husband that are taking care of the part. And there's two of them. You know, there's one in the Northeast, and there's one in Horsham that we do. But we have an upcoming event this Sunday, the 22nd, at the North Penn VFW in Glenside. It's on Jenkintown Road, 2519 Jenkintown Road. And we're going to do a blessing bag. It starts at 11:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there for about an hour and a half, and we'll be doing blessing bags. And we're bringing it to Glenside. This is over and above what we do every month. But the VFW was nice enough to donate their room to us, and we've had, you know, a little bit of money donated, but we're able to not only use that, but we're putting our own in and just asking people to bring little snacks that are wrapped, like little bags of chips, Capri drinks, you know, maybe wrapped Rice Krispie treats, peanut butter crackers. That's the stuff that we use. But it really makes a difference, and I'm just amazed with it. And we will also be doing it October 12th at the Powell Center in the gym, which is on Woodland Avenue in Roslyn, a blessing bag event for our Faith in Blue program. Our Faith in Blue program is another amazing thing. It's done throughout the whole country through police departments. It's clergy and police officers together. And I think this one's going to be our best ever, and we're going to have a great group. And there again, our Angels in Motion people will be there, and we're going to be doing blessing bags to take down to these victims and on the streets. And so it's just a great thing. And, you know, we're very proud of our police department for doing this to help people. So, you know, they do more helping people than anything, and it's just a great organization.
Bob Salerno, you're like a saint. You're amazing. You're a here, there, and everywhere. I love this guy. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'll tweet out this. I know. See, now I'm embarrassing you because you're such a humble guy, but I have to say it. We'll drop by on this Sunday if people want to drop by, and I'll tweet out the information so you can get that, and then I'll tweet out the Halloween as well. But, Bob, my friend, thank you so much for stopping by, giving us this information. And, you know, I always say, geez, you know, I'm reporting on the news and we're talking about so many problems. We need more people like Bob Salerno because you're part of the solution. So thank you, Bob.
Well, I appreciate that, Dawn. Thank you very much. And, you know, thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
And I'll look forward to seeing everybody there. It's just a great thing. It keeps me going.
Bob Salerno, thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.